Blog Talk Radio.
God, honor, glory, and praise today. Again, I'm still very much under the weather, but I'm going to do my best to give God praise and read his word to you this morning as we move forward in the word of God, because God's word is truth. We got to stand on it. On this 14th day of October, we will be in the New Testament and in our Psalms. And Proverbs, I may have to take a minute to cough, so please bear with me. Got a terrible fall cold this year. I know how I got it, but anyway, I'm grateful that I'm here with you. I'm sounding a little bit better, at least I think I am, and it may be just prayer on my part, but I believe in I'm sounding better because of your prayer. And all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. Father God in heaven, we come today lifting up the name of Jesus, believing and trusting in you, Lord, that all things work for our good because we love you and because we trust in you and because we know that all things are working because you, Lord God, have placed everything in its proper place. So, Father God, I ask you to give me strength this morning. Give me strength, give me perseverance, give me everything I need to run this race. Lord God, as you bring me through this storm of a cold, Lord God, may I come back on the other side better than I was before. And Lord God, I ask a special blessing over Sister Carolyn and our family as they utilize use my words, Lord, that you know what I'm saying. It's a eulogy today, and they utilize Chelsea from my death and sister. Lord, I'm praying for the blessings of Abraham to come all in this together. Give them strength, Lord. Give them strength through the midst of their child. Give them strength, Lord God, that they may get through it. Let them celebrate and not mourn. But we know absence from the body is in the presence of you, Father God. And all we can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. And we know that you're calling people home every day. And when it's our time, we pray someone will mourn us, but they will celebrate more than mourn. They you will turn their mourning into joy, their sorrow into joy, and their mourning into dancing, Lord. For we are yours and you are ours. So, Father God, as I lift up this word this morning, asking you, Father God, to please increase as I do too. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, believing and trusting in you, Lord, and saying amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is truly the source of my strength. and the strength of my life. I could not be there without the Lord God on my side. Because the me would be asleep. The me would be coughing and acting right about now. But God, this morning, with my mind stayed on Jesus. And I'm believing him that I'll get through this show today and that all, everywhere that needs to be there will be there. Because I'm trusting God and I'm believing in the power of prayer. And I know that righteous prayer avail much. And I pray for you and I pray you pray for me. I love you and I need you to survive. I really do. So I thank God for all of you that listen in live and listen later. May God's blessings fall on all of you. In Jesus' name. Let us get started. And we are coming out of the 118th Psalm. And then we will be in Proverbs and then our New Testament word. On Sunday, we will still be in the book of Jeremiah. And we will be all Jeremiah on Sunday. So let's get started, family. In the 118th Psalm, starting at verse 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tent of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live, praise the Lord, and declare the word of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Hey, I felt that way when I was coughing up everything. But God, thinking a minute, babe. Taking him in advance. Hallelujah. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous shall enter. Who are you wanting to go through that narrow gate in a short time? I know I do. I don't want to be with the crowd. I don't hang with the crowd now. So I definitely don't want to be with the crowd later. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God in advance for the narrow gate. Pass. That I got my ticket and my bags back. And the word of God says in the 118th Psalm, starting at verse 21 to verse 24, I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is a marvel. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Ooh, I just got to lift my hands on that. And I want to read that whole passage again. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected, and we know that is Jesus, has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We say this every morning. It's 118 Psalm verse 24. We say it every day because this is that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. Prosperity. But I'm talking salvation prosperity. You know, all the riches in the world. Ain't absolutely nothing if you don't have Jesus. All the riches in the world mean nothing when you don't have Jesus. I say it again, all the riches in the world mean nothing. Excuse me, man. Take a quick break. Ooh, I know some prayers was going up just then. The devil don't want us to read the word of God. He don't want me to do my job, the Lord. He don't want the word of God to go forth. It's going forth. I'm going to get through it because I know that my daddy God is with me. He will never leave me and he will never forsake me. And I bind that spirit that is trying to attack my mind, trying to attack my head, give me a headache. You can go right back to the pit of hell once you go. This cough is not going to do what I do for the Lord. So you just might as well go on back to wherever you come from and leave me alone. I am a child of God. And I will do the will of God. And what God says is, and I say, save now, I pray, O Lord, which is the title of our lesson today. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity, and I'm talking healing. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God. Praise you. You are my God. I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. With me this morning, the enemy would come at you like a flood. We have a mighty God who will raise a standard around you. I thank God for the prayer of the righteous this morning. I couldn't catch my breath, but God, thank you, Lord. Psalm 118, starting at verse 15 to verse 29, is what I've just read. We have a couple of life lessons from our psalm. And the first is from Psalms 118, 22 to 23, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. The religious leaders of Jesus, they rejected him as the Messiah. But as Peter declared, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. He is the cornerstone of our faith. He is the cornerstone of our joy, of our peace, and he will give us perfect peace and understanding. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9. Ornament and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight thy hearty comfort. Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend. Now go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him who reproaches me. A prudent man perceives evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. We don't want to be simple today. We want to stand on our faith. We want to stand on the Lord, knowing that he is with us. Again, family, I thank you for your prayer. I thank you that you have given me strength this morning. I thank you. words cannot express the righteous prayer. I just thank you. I didn't know how I was going to feel this morning, and the enemy kept saying, you don't have to do a show. You just gone back to sleep. You don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to. Go get your rest. And I'm like, you know what? I'm doing my show. Because I don't do it for myself. I do it for God. It is one of my assignments for the Lord, and I'm going to do it. And I am grateful for your prayer. Thank you, God, for all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you again for your prayer. And we're getting ready to start a new book. Get our little new book. And our little book of Know Your Bible. Know Your Bible, family. And we're going to 1 Thessalonians. We are just tooling right along. I'm just looking at my Bible and looking at how much more we have left, which is not a lot. And I look at how much we have accomplished. We have read almost the entire Bible. Can y'all take that in? Excuse me. We have read almost the entire Bible. So let's get into the First Thessalonians. The author is probably Paul, along with the media, Silas, and Timothy. The date is probably about 50 A.D., Paul's earliest letter. It's about 50 years after Jesus died. And 2 words or less, Jesus will return together as followers to him. And I'm believing that. In this letter to another church he helped found, Acts 17, Paul teaches on the second coming of Christ, apparently an issue of some concern to the Thessalonians. Paul describes how Jesus will return, but doesn't say that he will. The important thing in his word is that ye, with walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. Quotable, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. The day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. Chapter 5, verse 2. 1 Thessalonians contains 2 of the Bible's shortest verses. Rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. And we know the other is Jesus' way. We'll rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. Remember that. So what? If that's what we were told to live right in view of Jesus' coming return, with the passage of 2,000 years, don't you think is more important to us today? I believe that it is. And I believe that Jesus is coming. I don't know when. I'm not going to speculate on when. I just know that it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. And I want to be ready. I want to have my suitcase packed and ready to go. For God is coming. And I am grateful to be a child of God. Grateful to know that I am loved by Him. That's who I am. So let's get into our word. And again, thank you again, Pammy, for your prayer. Because I was having a moment there. That was our real mission. It's like, no, she is not. She's still trying to read the word of God. Oh, yes, I am. And I'm going to read it with boldness. That God is that good to me. Paul, the baby of Arthritis and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. In the sight of our God and Father, knowing, beloved brothers, your election by God, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia, who believed from you the word of the Lord has astounded forth not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to walk for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come, and will come back and do life lessons after we get a word at this point. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain, but even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much confidence, for our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanliness, nor was it in deceit. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who does heart. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a quote but covetousness, God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men either, from you or from others, for we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become dear to us. As you remember, brothers, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behave ourselves among you. Among you who believe, as you know, how we exalted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God which are in Judea in Christ Jesus. For you also suffered the same things from your own countrymen, just as they did from the Judeans, who killed both the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they do not believe God and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they may be saved. So it's always to fill up the measure of their sins. The wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. And we, apostles preaching this morning. But we, brothers, having been taken away from you for a short time, in presence, not in heart, endeavor more eagerly to see your face with great desire. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but amen to us. What is our hope, our joy, our crown, our rejoice? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? But you enjoy. Keep praying for him, everyone. Please continue. Chapter 3 of Thessalonians. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow labor in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith. That no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourself know that we are appointed to this. For in fact, we told you before when we were with you that we would suffer tribulation just as it happened. And you know, for this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you and our labor might be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of faith and love that you always have good remembrance of, greatly desiring to see us as he also to see you. Therefore, brethren, in all our affliction and distress, we were confident concerning you by your faith. But now we live if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you for all the joy with which we rejoice for our sake before our God, night and day, pray exceedingly that we may see your faith and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase, abound in love to one another and to all, just as he do to you, so that he may establish your heart blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Thank you so much, Emily. That is a word that's more to say. Whew. God, thank you. The Lord got me through. Your prayers got me through. I'm thankful this morning that the Lord used you to get me through this word today. So all I can say is thank you, Lord, this morning. Thanking God for his grace. Thanking God for his mercy. Thanking God for his goodness and his kindness toward me, toward you, toward us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We got through the word. Hallelujah. So we're going to get through these life lessons as well. For those that are just joining us, life lessons are coming to Charles F. Stanley from the Life Principles, Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year, which is the study Bible we are using. This year, we may use it again next year. I don't know yet. God hasn't given me the vision. But as soon as he does, I will let you know so you can get the Bible. But today, the life lesson is this. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy for the Holy Spirit. The world does not see how joy and affliction can possibly go together. But through the Bible, we see the two of them paired up. A life of faith may entail suffering, but it also comes with joy. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God for the joy, and I'm binding that spirit that is attacking my head right now. Go back to the pit of hell. We are done. We have gotten all the word out, and you didn't stop it. You attacked me with my breath because we know who you are. We know you're the Lord of the earth, but you cannot take what God has already given. For God has given this word. And we read it, and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 7, you became examples to the Macedonia and Acacia who believed. The believers in Thessalonians were very young in the faith, and yet Paul claimed that they had already greatly inspired other believers who heard of their experience. The Holy Spirit, not age, is what makes someone a good example. Come on now. And a little child shall lead them. And that's what the word tells us. And I can tell you, children can really touch your heart. They love God. When you get them in there early, they are some of the best worshipers you've ever seen, is little kids worshiping God. But you got to get them in there first. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. We were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much confidence. The best place to find boldness, really, the only reliable place, is in God. Boldness inspired by the Spirit cannot be quenched by suffering or conflict. Can the church say amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. We exalted and confident and charge every one of you as a father does his own children. To his young Christian friends, Paul could not only act with the tenderness of a loving mother, but he could also act with the stronger and sterner attitude of a loving father. God acts in both ways toward us. In Romans 2 and 18, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. The opposition of Satan is real and can cause definite problems. He causes definite problems. Yet Paul knew that the might of Satan is no match for the great power of God. God can turn even Satan's victories into blessings for his people. And I can attest to that this morning. Hallelujah. I can attest to that when I lost my breath and couldn't get it. In righteous prayer, avail much. Thank you, family, for praying for me. I appreciate it more than words can say. I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you for more. 1 Thessalonians 3 and 7, in all our affliction and distress, we were confident concerning you by your faith. There is little so confident as seeing your believing friends and loved ones growing closer to the Lord, who might you be able to encourage right now through your own growing faith. 1 Thessalonians 3:13, that he may establish your heart blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible very often connects holy living with the return of Christ. The second coming is not a doctrine to satisfy our curiosity, but a truth meant to inspire us to live wholeheartedly for God. Praise God this morning. And thank Him. I just thank you, God. Say now, I pray, O Lord, and I can say as He did. Thank you all for praying for me. Thank you all for lifting up, for those that are just joining. I had an incident at the beginning of the show where I couldn't stop coughing. I'm dealing with a fall cold this week. But God sent prayer warriors, and they prayed for me this morning. I could feel the prayers in the spiritual realm as they prayed for me. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, and thank you some more. I couldn't breathe. I was having a moment, and all of a sudden, it's just like a breath of fresh air came into my lungs, and I know it was God. The enemy don't want God's word to go forth. I woke up this morning coughing, and I could pour something this morning. And it was rough, very rough. I couldn't even talk. Barely can now, but God. And all I can say is God is good. And He's good all the time. And His mercy endures forever and all time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I got some prayers to go over with you. But today, and it says, show me beauty. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and I know very well. Psalms 139, verse 14. 139, verse 14. For my theologians out there. Beautiful one, the splendor of your being is reflected in your people. I see you everywhere when I'm looking for you. See your fingerprints on all creation. I long to see the fullness of your glory. Oh, for that day when all things are finally made right, and there are no more mysteries, no more veils or shadows. I long for wholeness that lasts, not just in me, but all creation. How wonderful it will be in the waiting that I will not stop searching for your beauty. I know that it is present everywhere, even the darkest caravan. If you dig deep enough in the caves of darkness, there are jewels. Or under pressure and friction. I can't go anywhere where you have not been. It is almost too much for me to know how present you are. I am so grateful, Lord. Let me have eyes to see you in unexpected places today. I'm desperate for a glimpse of you. And a question for that word is where do you see the reflection of God's beauty today? And I see it in all of you. I see it in the righteous prayer. I see it in hope that all things are going to work out. I see it in knowing that God is in charge of everything. And this is our word. This is bold confidence. It is not that we think we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualifications come from God. 2 Corinthians, verse chapter 3, verse 2. Whew, this word is for me, God, my strength. There is nothing I face without your love covering me. Let me not forget that fact. Ever need to rely on my own strength when your grace is always available as a resource. Praise the Lord. I don't know why I try to do so much on my own. This word is so mean for me. I have nothing to prove. You set the tone in this, Jesus, your radical call to a life of love, dependent on the Father, is the example I look to. There is nothing that you did without the Father, and I have the same access. You have given me everything I need in the Spirit. I have every tool to live a life of surrender while reflecting on the values of your kingdom. I am forever indebted to you, and gladly so. I have done nothing to deserve the kind of grace you continually give, and yet here I am, living in it. Thank you. And a question is this. Are you confident that God's grace covers all your needs? And I can honestly say, yes, I'm confident. And that is our word for this morning, family. I thank you all for joining me. It was a short lesson, but it was a great lesson. And all I can say is thank you again for your prayers. Thank you for lifting me up, because I was having a moment there. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, family. And I just want to let you all know how much I love you and appreciate you. Join me again as we go through our Old Testament words in the book of Jeremiah. On Sunday, it's the Old Testament Sunday. We take it back. Hallelujah. And all I can say is thank you again. Be blessed. Keep Sister Carolyn in your prayers. Before we get out of here, a word from Sister Carolyn for today and for this week, because I have been missing her. So let me find my Sister Carolyn word. And the word for this morning, well, yesterday morning, is this. And I just want to read the one from Wednesday as well. God will lead you where you want, where he wants you to be. But you have to talk to him daily to see where he wants you to go. The key is prayer. And I thank you again for your prayer. Those who leave everything in God's hand will eventually see God's hand in everything. Have a thankful Thursday. And I just want to say this morning, have a faithful Friday, knowing that God is with you wherever you go. You don't have to worry. You don't have to walk in fear. Walk in faith, knowing that you're not walking alone. God is with you, and he will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. And our word for this morning is this. God will give you strength. Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for every battle, wisdom for every decision, and peace that surpasses all understanding. And as Sister Carolyn says, have a fantastic Friday, family, and I say, have a faithful Friday, knowing that you are not by yourself. That when God will give you strength for every battle, because God has never lost a battle. Wisdom for every decision, because God is always with us, and he will give us the wisdom of Solomon. All we have to do is ask. Ooh, and peace that surpasses all understanding. He will give us perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. So keep your mind stayed on Jesus today, and have a fantastic Friday. And again, family, thank you so much for your prayers. Whew, they do avail much. And all I can say is thank you, God, for all of you. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. It is a wrap.